Psalm 59:16 says, "But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress." Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 59, verse 16. Well, hello there, friend. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you on this 12th day of February 2017. I hope you are doing well. And well, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, that's okay. I won't hold it against you this time. It's a program that that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I really do believe that you'll have all of those and more here in the next 30 minutes. So let's sit back, relax, and let's prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down. Thank you.
That's right. We've come to lift up the name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. How is your weekend coming along? I hope it's a good one here for you. Of course, Valentine's Day is on Tuesday. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, gentlemen. Just want to remind you there. And I'll tell you what, I do appreciate the convenience of drive-thrus. Now, I don't live by them, but do appreciate the convenience of them. And I'll tell you what, in today's society, fast food is making billions of dollars, wouldn't you say? You know, some of the slogans are have it your way or have it hot and have it now. And it's easy for us, though, friend, to fall into that fast food mentality. I mean, honestly, it's almost become who we are. But in God's kingdom, though, friend, there's no fast food. We can't have it our way and now. When we're caught up in that fast food mentality, we lose the true meaning of patience. Yeah, there's that word again. Friend, we need to be patiently waiting on the Lord to answer us in a new way in His time. We cannot shortcut the things of God. So let's not settle for a hamburger, fries, and a Coke when the Lord has a delicious heavenly feast prepared for us.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify. As we lift up your name, we come to glorify your name. We come to
thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Friend, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you got a couple of minutes, I hope you can connect with us, the program, on Facebook. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio, and there you should see the fan page right there. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. And I'll tell you what, I'm so glad that God uses us, despite us. I mean, really. You know, D.L. Moody said several years ago, he said, Moses spent 40 years thinking he was a somebody, 40 years learning he was nobody, and 40 years discovering what God can do with a nobody.
Most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can be suffered. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Velcro Valentine, a husband that sticks with my wife no matter what. You know, when all of us went to that altar, we wanted our marriage to be a love that lasts a lifetime. And so did God. His book says the Lord witnessed the vows you and your wife made. Didn't the Lord make you one? But making a marriage work is really hard these days. Oh, yeah, because of all the pressures from the culture around us, but even more from the disease we carry. The disease of me, that selfishness that's all about my way and my needs and my happiness, so we end up hurting most the people we love most. One Bible writer said, "What I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. Who will rescue me?" Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, the only cure for this love-destroying disease of me is a spiritual rescuer, and that's Jesus who died for your sin, so you could be forgiven and free. Well, you talk about love. We'd love to help you experience that love for yourself. Visit us at needhim.org because you really do need him.
When the sky is falling down, nothing.
Tried a favorite right there here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey spending some time with you today, getting ready for another week coming up tomorrow. Yeah, Valentine's Day, as I mentioned earlier, is on Tuesday. And Tuesday marks, believe it or not, the halfway mark of the month of February. Talk about flying by through the month, I'll tell you. Colossians chapter 4. Verse 5 says, walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Friend, life can get pretty busy at times, hectic. We often try to do too many things at once. In fact, for some of us, we have a plate of stuff that needs to get done, and then there's another plate behind that that also needs to get done. But when our schedule gets hectic, friend, we need to start investing in some quality time with the Lord. That's right. I use the word investing. See, did you know that God is the best broker in town? When we invest our time in worship, invest our time in prayer, invest our time in reading His Word, He can take that time and multiply it many times over. So as we prepare, friend, to begin a brand new week tomorrow, let's start by spending more time with the Lord. Spending time in His presence is the greatest investment you and I could ever make.
Be still my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change He faithful
Oh, yeah, talk about a beautiful song from Selah here on Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. And, wow, look at that clock. It's telling me that our time is winding down. But I certainly appreciate your time and attention here on Great News Radio. Just want to quickly remind you, a week from tonight, next Sunday, the 19th, 7 p.m., you're invited to a wonderful night of worship, a wonderful concert with Huntley Brown taking place at the Meadowbrook Community Church in Champaign. Again, next Sunday night, 7 p.m. You can pre-register for the open general seating, which is $10. You can register for that at greatnewsradio.org or by calling us during regular business hours, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. You can get tickets at the door, $15 the night of, or you can also take advantage of the $25 Artist Circle reserve seating, which also includes a meet and greet reception with Huntley Brown as well. So all that information and more listed at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, be sure to start your Monday off right. Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Be blessed, friend.